Sasquatch howling in the night. Paranormal beings come out to play. Feel that chill upon your neck. But do not fear when the Rougarou barks, because we'll follow you into the dark.
Greetings and welcome to the NWCS Into the Dark podcast. We're super excited you guys are joining us. This is our second episode, and we have four members here this evening. We got Tab in the studio.
Hey, hey.
We got Jesse in the studio.
Hey, how's it going?
We got Rob joining us from South Carolina.
Hey.
And we got Danny.
Pretty sure that was five, not four, but who's counting?
Oh, yeah, five. My bad. Not including myself, Scott. Anyway.
Math is hard.
Math was never my strongest suit. Okay, so anybody have anything that they want to say or add before we get started here?
Welcome. We're super excited to do episode two.
When others shudder in fear at the sounds of fright, Northwest Curiosity Society fights what goes bump in the night. Welcome to Haunted Hotspots. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, so I was using the infrared camera, and I was in complete dark. The only thing I could see was the LCD screen, and that's how I was navigating. And there's a set of stairs where there's supposedly been, I think there's supposed to be a little girl at the top of the stairs or something, or I can't remember exactly what happened there, but I went.
Yeah, it was the second floor going up to the third floor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I wanted to record that, so I panned up there, and unfortunately with the camera, it had a loose lens in it, so we had a lot of a lot of noise from that, unfortunately, but I panned up there, nothing, and as I started to pan down, I got the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I panned down, and then all of a sudden it sounded like two pieces of 2x4 hitting each other. Bang. And I know everybody else was in the ballroom at the time. And it just, I think the creepiness I got, the hairs standing up the back of my head, and then hearing the noise, I immediately took off running.
You got to remember, this was our first paranormal investigation, so we were brand new.
Yeah. So
very first, yeah.
Yeah, and so I took off running in there. Everybody else was in there. We had the drones flying in there, and Jesse was doing the EVP and
spirit box.
I think we probably had everything going at once. We've learned now.
Temperature gauge.
So we had everything going, and so we have audio of it we can play for you, but it's not the greatest because you can hear the drone flying in the background and whatnot. But
but what you'll hear is unfortunately you don't hear what we heard, which is Rob running clickety clock clickety clock down the hallway,
and then I stopped right when
he comes into the room, and he stops shortly before he gets in the room and kind of casually walks in he's out of breath.
And Jesse's what were you running, Rob?
And he says something just really freaked me out. And we heard him running, and he wouldn't admit that he was actually running. So we said, were you chasing Rob? And
Jesse
clear,
said
clear,
that, yeah.
Clear as day, you can hear a voice after he says, were you chasing Rob? It says, no.
And we didn't hear it with our own ears.
No.
We didn't hear it at the time.
Later, we went back and reviewed it.
Yeah, so I actually have that clip. I'm going to
play
it for
you. Let's play it.
Let's play it, yeah.
So it's an actual video clip, but it has the audio attached. And we'll put that up on our YouTube.
Rob running. That's me running, yeah.
And unfortunately, you got the drone going, so you got a lot of background noise.
We need nothing. We're running. I just got freaked the fuck out.
Were you chasing Rob?
Yeah, do you hear that?
It's like it's a whisper, but it's there.
Yeah, it's definitely there.
Were you chasing Rob?
You hear that?
Yeah.
No.
I just got goosebumps right now.
Yeah, it's super quiet. But
well,
yeah.
Clearly you scare easily. So.
Well, yeah.
No, that was something. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the gear.
Northwest Curiosity Society Gear Review.
All right. So I did come up with a Spirit Box training video that Scott put together, but he doesn't remember putting it together.
I don't remember that at all.
But this is basically a Spirit Box training video on how to use the Spirit Box, or maybe how not to use it.
I was gonna say if I'm giving some advice on using some technical equipment, I honestly don't even know if I'd play that.
I'm gonna play it because it's pretty amazing. Well, so it's actually a video that I put together, and
I've never claimed to be a technical expert when it comes to the tools that we use. I'm the Bigfoot guy.
So you haven't seen this video, so you don't know that you're not the expert, because in the video you seem to be the expert. And
well, fake it till you make it. That's how I was sort of.
Yeah. So, and this is actually a video. It's a pretty good one. So I think what I'll do.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to search through videos and I'm going to find stuff with Jesse that I can embarrass him. But if that's what we're doing, okay.
No,
okay.
This is a good video. This is basically a training exercise for the people that are asking how to use the Spirit Box. And I think we'll go ahead and put it up on our YouTube channel.
Was this a ticketed event? And people are asking
actually,
me questions? Or?
No, this was not a ticketed event. Oh. But I'll put it up on our YouTube channel.
No, we won't. You won't find it.
So that you guys can watch it too. But let's go ahead and play it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm turning on the digital recorder, which will record our Spirit Box. The Spirit Box is going to scan just a whole bunch of frequencies at once. So, yeah, I'm going to re-explain it. Is there anybody in here that wants to communicate with us? Say hello.
I don't hear it scanning.
Are you eating the microphone? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't hear it scanning through a bunch of frequencies. But let's watch the rest of the video.
Oh, no.
Did you used to go to school here? What, Tom?
They didn't get much in here.
That's fine. We will.
So confident.
Yeah, we will. I'll pause the video. So for the people that are listening, don't think you know everything. Be willing to take in, you know, some opinions from other people. This isn't really a great spot. And it's like, that's all right. They didn't know what they were doing. We'll find it in here. But let's see what else Scott can tell us about using the Spirit Box.
I heard the principal at this school was really mean. Can you tell me what his name was? The principal? What, Tom?
It's supposed to be going.
No, this is good. There's all different types of frequencies. He said this was what they got the good stuff with.
So just, I mean, when you use the, you should be scanning.
Was this the first investigation at the Washoe?
Probably the first time I used that thing.
No, this is like 20 investigations in at the Goldfield High School. But yeah, when you're using the Spirit Box.
Again, I'm the Bigfoot guy.
It should be scanning through the radio frequency. Don't have it just on one. Make sure you push scan forward.
How long is this segment?
It's 37 minutes.
Okay.
So make sure you're scanning either forward or reverse when you're using it. But according to Scott, this is where they got the good stuff. So let's keep watching.
What was that?
Okay, so that Scott just made the external speaker beep, which basically means he can't go any louder. So that we debunked that one. But
can you tell me what the principal's name was? Can you hand me your mic?
Frank.
I just want to double check with you. It was on this sweep mode that was just constant static here. Is that it? I understand that the principal at this school.
Okay, so he finally gets somebody's advice and goes, no, you idiot, you got to sweep forward. And then now we'll hear the sweeping forward, and maybe he hasn't been getting any voices or anything. So
in my defense, I think I just heard something. I did think I heard something on that.
That was somebody telling you to.
No, it sounded like a voice coming through that. Maybe if you spent more time concentrating on what was coming in through the spirit box
and critiquing
my abilities to use it, you would have heard it. But we can always play that back, because I swear.
Bull was really mean. Can you tell me his name?
So, unfortunately, you have the sweep on probably the fastest mode ever, so it's going through about 200 frequencies a second.
Is there anybody here that would like to say hello? The other sweep? Oh, I don't know how to run that. If you want, we can switch. You can do the camera, and I'll do the camera, and you can do that. Let's try it without the sweep. Is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
So,
okay. So, does anyone else have anything?
Whoa, that was Rob, a great Danny? Training video. Let's dive into investigation files, NWCS.
We are Northwest Curiosity Society, and these are our files.
So, Tab, you brought up the door closing on you. That was on the USS Hornet.
Yes, it was.
You remember which room was that?
Let's see. We were in the chapel.
Bathroom. That's right.
At least I was. You were out in the chapel doing a spirit box session.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of walking around by myself, and I found the.
Which I would never do, by the way.
He was literally like.
We all know that.
He was literally like 10 feet from us.
Yeah, I wasn't that far away. I could hear them in the other room. They're just basically right next door. And so I walked into the restroom, and the door was open, and there was a mirror off to the left of me. And I luckily caught a glimpse of the door when I first walked in, and the door was open because I didn't close it behind me. I walked in, scanned around the restroom, and then I could hear Jesse in the other room get quieter and quieter and quieter because the door had shut behind me. I thought that was kind of odd, but, you know, we're on a boat. You know, things could be, you know, cattywampus in there. And so I was thinking maybe the door wasn't centered or, you know, it was just gravity. So I opened it and it stayed open. I was like, okay, maybe it was a breeze. So I moved it a little bit and it wouldn't close. And then I asked it to close again for me and it did.
And you're still not sure?
Well, I feel like I should have did that two or three more times.
Oh, my God. You want him to do it two or three. So here's the thing with being on the USS
Scott,
Hornet.
I agree. He needs to be punched in the face.
Yeah. I don't. So here's the thing with the Hornet. I believe it's haunted.
Without a doubt.
And talking to the guys that run that, it's a museum, so it's in California. So talking to them, the bay, that ship is literally sunk into the bay. The bottom of that ship is in the mud.
Yeah.
So there, it's not like you're out in the water where the ship is moving. No, and we're talking about an aircraft carrier. So
yeah, but
the door didn't shut.
Is it perfectly balanced is my point.
I went in shortly after that, just seconds after that, as Tab's stomping and waving his arms to try to create some sort of breeze that could close
it.
Yeah.
And this was a metal hatch. It was a solid metal hatch.
Door, yeah.
So we all started flapping our wings.
No, it wasn't
stomping.
A hatch. It was just a standard door.
It was a door, hatch, whatever.
Yeah, it was a standard door.
Yeah, okay.
But we're talking about we're in the belly of a U.S. aircraft carrier with no windows, obviously, because we're in the middle of the ship.
And we couldn't get it to
and
move.
And there's no
for,
breeze.
We couldn't get it to move for nothing.
No.
As much as we stomped around and flailed our arms and...
Yeah. So actually, I got a video of it you guys want to watch.
Or listen.
It's on YouTube. Our YouTube channel, Northwest Curiosity YouTube channel. You can go on there and check it out.
USS Hornet video.
Yep, and check it out. So,
or actually, that one's just a standard video.
In the engine room.
So look at this.
That's Jesse in the background.
Yeah, that's me
and
on the spirit box.
He gets quieter and quieter.
And I can see you walk through the. Yeah, it's a door. There's a and you caught it in the mirror there. And there's another door where the head is. And you're looking around.
And then it got quiet.
Yeah, and you turn around, the door shut. I love how your hand reaches out there and you're like very gently grab the door and open it.
Okay, the door just closed on me.
And he's so calm.
So,
can you do that again? Can you close that door? Oh boy.
It's literally shutting.
That door just closed all by itself.
The only thing I wish you were standing farther away from the door. Because yeah, I could see a skeptic going.
No, I didn't. I promise I did not touch that door.
Yeah, and we, out of all the investigations we do, we don't fake our stuff.
No.
There's no reason, because we get enough stuff, and we're there for personal experiences. But I love how you're just like, oh boy.
Yeah.
The door is shut on itself. Yeah, that was...
See, that...
That's one of my favorite videos.
My voice wouldn't have been that calm.
No.
So thanks for listening to episode number 2. We look forward to having you back on episode number 3, which is going to be way more exciting than episode number 2 and episode number 1. But
what are we doing on episode 3?
To be determined.
To be determined. All right.
Thanks for joining us, Danny, Rob.
99.
99. 99.